Welcome to the podcast version of Police Science Doctor, the online resource bridging the gap between research and investigative practice, for police personnel who go the extra mile, for academics who want to connect better with investigative practitioners, on YouTube and on policesciencedoctor.com.
Hello, hello everyone. This is Suzanne Canabadi-Cole from Police Science Doctor. So I do these weekly snippets weekly, of course. So that means I look through a lot of research that is related to police science, evidence-based policing, investigative psychology, forensic psychology, crime analysis, these kind of things. I try to find three golden nuggets that I think are actionable by practitioners like yourselves around the world. Of course, you've got a lot of different roles, so that's not going to be something that is suitable or relevant to your particular role every time. But I try to find things that are have information on them that you can put to use straight away or start applying or start thinking about straight away. So something that's not very abstract or about methodology or something like that. I put these together, put them into an email, send them straight into your inbox if you are already on the Police Science Doctor email list, and then you will have the link to the original research in there. And you can access all the previous snippets as PDFs on the Read page. Read for reading on policesciencedoctor.com if you're on the email list, and that is free. And I then do this broadcast here, and I've been doing this for over 3 years, and I also do it when I'm on holiday. And last week I was on holiday. I did do the broadcast. I did do most of the work I was supposed to be doing. However, the email I sent out had the same content as the email the previous week. So apologies for that. There was no new content in that particular email. So the email that's just gone out has the snippets for this week that I'm going to talk about in a minute and the snippets from last week in there. So it's a little bit longer. Plus, it has a little bit of an announcement. The annual Blackstones, I don't know if this is mirrored now. If you can't read it, it's Blackstone's Handbook for Policing Students 2024. This is a big fat book that's giving to all policing students who are training to become police officers in the UK. They all get this book, and I'm a contributing author. So I did some work on this last April, and this is now coming out, and I'm going to be involved in next year's edition as well. So I just wanted to show off a little bit. It's always nice to be published. I'm now listed in two books, and hopefully I'm going to have three articles published this year. So that's from my PhD research. I'm also starting some new research. So this is just what I just sent out in the email to everybody who's got it already. So the snippets for this week are the first one, green space in prison. The presence of green space is positively related to prisoner and staff well-being, as prisons with a higher percentage of green space have significantly lower levels of self-harm, violence, and staff absence. As interesting, it's not just about the inmates, it's also about the staff that work there. The beneficial effects of green space appear to be particularly prominent in prison establishments that suffer from overcrowding or hold relatively large shares of younger and unsentenced prisoners. Finally, green space has important impacts on the interrelationship between self-reported well-being, self-harm, and prison violence. Okay, and that is actually an open access article. So if you received the email with the link to that, you can access the whole article. Everybody can. Unfortunately, the other two articles, you have your institution or your employer has to be a subscriber to that particular journal. That is out of my control, I'm afraid. The second snippet for this week is about violence and transgender individuals. The violent victimization rate experienced by transgender people is 4 times higher than that reported by cisgender persons. Cisgender are people who were born a specific gender and continue to identify as specific gender. Furthermore, transgender persons, especially trans women, are not only overrepresented in the prison population, but they are overrepresented among the victims of prison violence. And the third snippet for this week is about physical space and crime. Analysis of physical space characteristics in a town and crime statistics found that physical space facilitating crime include physical spaces, facilitating crime include reduced visibility and night lighting, narrow streets, tunnels, dead-end streets, abundant places and houses allowing hiding, and areas without formal or informal surveillance. So this research was actually done in an old town part of Porto in Portugal, obviously probably has a lot of tunnels and narrow streets and reduced lighting. And these kind of findings we can transfer to modern living. If we have reduced visibility, reduced lighting, reduced surveillance, formal or informal, the informal are the curtain twitchers, you know, those neighbors that are always looking at what's going on, really great at reporting crimes. These kind of features can be applied to reduce burglary or reduce residential burglary or commercial burglary. It applies to shops and other commercial premises as well. If a lot of floodlighting comes on as soon as somebody enters the area, you can see it from afar, it's less likely that this particular building is going to attract burglars because it's easier to see them even from afar. So hopefully... Thank you, Martin, for sending me congratulations on this. Good to have you as a regular viewer. Thanks very much. I appreciate it. And so this was the snippets for this week, and I'll be back again next week as usual. Until then, I hope you have a fantastic time, and thanks as ever for being with me. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. I hope you found this content useful.
You can get access to each episode's transcript with key learning points, timestamps, and references if you get yourself onto my mailing list. Just go to the main website on policesciencedoctor.com, and on the bottom of each page you will find a sign-up form for notifications of new content. Just enter your first name, your preferred email address, and the type of organization you work for. You will not get any spam. This is just for me to let you know about new content and for you to get access to all the transcripts.